Good morning. Today we are lucky to have Miguel de Cervantes in our Christmas program. Hello, Mr. Cervantes. It's a pleasure for us to meet you. We are very excited for this opportunity. We want to know everything about you.
Hello, it's a pleasure for me too. Nice to meet you.
Where were you born?
I was born in Alcanar de Henares. It was a city near Madrid, Spain.
When were you born?
I was born in the September 19th, 1547.
What is your second surname?
My second surname is Saavedra.
Where did you study?
My parents travel a lot. I studied in a lot of places, like Cordoba, Toledo, or Guadalajara.
What did you study?
My grandfather and my father were doctors, so they taught me to be a doctor, but I didn't work like that.
So, how did you become a writer?
Well, I arrived at Madrid in 1566. I met López de Hoyos and I went to the Estudio de la Villa to study grammar.
Did you go to the war?
Yes. It's amazing, an amazing story. I duel which was forbidden and a king pushing me. I was sent to Italy and from there to the war in 1571. I embarked on the galley called Marquesa and participated in the Battle of Lepanto.
Did you lose your arm there?
Oh, look at me. I have two arms. It's a funny story. Everybody called me El Manco de Lepanto, but I didn't lost my arm, just my mobility.
When did you write El Quijote?
I wrote it when I was in a Masilla in Sevilla. They told that I was a dive, but that is not true. It is my most important literary work. Did you read it?
Well, not completely. It's very long, excuse me. Changing the subject, did you get married? How many children did you have?
Yes, I married in 1584 to Catalina de Salazar, but we didn't have babies.
Well, Mr. Cervantes, I think you had an amazing life. You have been a doctor, a writer, and a sailor. You have been in Italy and around Spain. Even you have been in jail. I would like to ask you 1 million questions more, but we didn't have more time today. Would you like to come back again?
Of course. It's always a pleasure to come to this program, and I have a lot of things to tell you. Do you know how to write a book right through electricity? I will tell you next time. See you soon.
See you soon, Mr. Cervantes. It's a pleasure to meet you. Bye.
Bye.